Another helper. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. Jesus knew that his work on earth was almost finished, and that in the near future he would be leaving his disciples to return to his Father's throne in glory, in heavenly places. Jesus had been sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, to prepare them for the coming kingdom. And much of his words, works, signs, and miracles were a witness to the nation that he was indeed Israel's Messiah, who was promised by the Father. But they rejected their King Messiah and said, "We will not have this man rule over us." And throughout the Gospel there are little glimpses where Jesus was seen preparing and training his disciples for the dispensation of grace, the church age. Jesus knew that the cross loomed and that the resurrection would follow. And he knew that the day was fast approaching when he would have to leave his trusting followers. And so he comforted them with some precious words of comfort. "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." Oh, he comforted them and promised them a wonderful future in his Father's house. Jesus told them he would go to the Father's spacious heavenly home, where he'd promised to prepare a place for them, so that one day he would return and take them to be with himself. He comforted them with the promise of the Holy Spirit, the heavenly comforter. He pledged to ask the Father to give them another helper like him, to be with them, and the Spirit of Truth, who was already with them, but would one day live in them. He didn't explain that first much had to be done in the coming church dispensation. Christ did not describe church age doctrine. That was to be Paul's responsibility. But he did comfort them with the promise of his permanently indwelling Holy Spirit. And this was a new and fresh empowerment of the Spirit in a distinct group of people. This was very different from the empowerment of the Spirit in the Old Testament. This was to be a precursor to the new covenant blessing promised to Israel. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit gifted a few people for their particular ministry or their specific service or for certain offices such as prophet, priest, or king. In the Old Testament, we hear the Holy Spirit came upon such people rather than dwelling within them. In the New, there was to be an entirely different empowerment. He was to come and to dwell in all believers and to make our bodies his residence. Jesus puts it very concisely. The Spirit lives with you and will be in you. The promise of the Lord Jesus was something that was to take place in the future. The promise to the disciples was to be something entirely new for the church age. It was in the book of Acts that we see the beginning of this prophecy fulfilled. It was the book of Acts where the church had its origin, its formation, its birth. It was in the book of Acts where we see the Spirit taking up permanent residence within the body of all believers during the church dispensation. It was in the book of Acts when these first believers were baptized in the Holy Spirit. They were put into the body of Christ by means of the Spirit. Oh, what joy! For 2,000 years, the Spirit has taken up residence in the body of all who trust Jesus as Saviour. He takes up permanent residence the moment a man or woman puts their trust in Jesus. The moment they place their trust in Jesus, they are baptized into the body of Christ. And in John's Gospel, Jesus promises the Spirit will abide with us and be in us. Oh, Pentecost was the birthday of the church. It was a one-off, unique happening. Pentecost was the launch of the church, through whom God would now work. Pentecost was a unique occasion and part of the bridge between the old and the new. Pentecost was the point where the church began, and we are all one in Christ.